This goes to Dr. Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, fax 989-224-2065, regarding Susan Dickinson, D-I-C-K-I-N-S-O-N, day of birth January 22nd of 1949. Dear Dr. Ryan, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Dickinson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was February 28th of this year. She has developed a very serious skin condition on her distal fingers, hands, and feet, and toes especially. Ulcerations, bright red discolorations, they start out like pustules and then open up and scab. She's been seeing the dermatologist, Dr. Messenger, and he has been helping her, and he has referred her to a rheumatologist for further evaluation. She's also had severe painful ulceration on her tongue, and she's been unable to eat due to the pain. So she's lost 33 pounds over the last 6 months. She will be going to see a rheumatologist as soon as she can get an appointment scheduled. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Dr. Messenger has started her on mycophenolate, 500 milligram twice a day, also Plaquenil, 200 milligram twice a day, but it has not been helpful to date. She's also taking oral potassium, 99 milligram once daily for low potassium levels when tested. Physical examination, weight is 127 pounds, blood pressure left arm, sitting, large adult cuff is 114 over 66, pulse is 77, and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites. No peripheral edema. She has extremely erythematous hands. Fingers have multiple sores, especially distally on fingertips and on all of her fingers have sores and reddened skin. And that does extend up into the proximal interphalangeal joint area. The thumb, she's unable to bend that due to a large sore on her distal interphalangeal joint. Toes have ulcerations and lesions. She has strong pedal pulses, though 2+. No open sores, and her tongue has a very large ulceration in the very center of the tongue and multiple smaller ones along the side and around the edge of the tongue. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. Labs. Labs were done June 28th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.06. Estimated GFR is 55. Albumin is 3.5. Her calcium is 9. Sodium, 142. Potassium is 3.4. Carbon dioxide, 22. Hemoglobin, 11.4, normal platelets, white count is 3.5. Alkaline phosphatase is low at 48, liver enzymes are normal. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, hypertension well controlled, bilaterally small kidneys, and a new onset of rash on fingers resulting in sores and tongue ulcerations. Rheumatology consultation is pending. The patient will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.